Second, you must keep your eyes and ears open as you go through the day. Most unsuccessful people accept their day, tuning things out, simply hoping to endure it. Most successful people seize their day, focusing in, ignoring distractions. Growing people remain focused, yet maintain a sensitivity and awareness that opens them up to new experiences. The third component is reflection. It does little good to see something new without taking time to think about it. It does no good to hear something new without applying it. I found that the best way to learn something new is to take time at the end of the day to ask yourself questions that prompt you to think about what you learned. Remember, experience is not the best teacher. Evaluated experience is. 6. Partake in the fruit of failure. A curious growing person approaches failure differently than someone who isn't curious. Most people see failure, mistakes, and errors as signs of weakness. When they fail, they say, "I'll never do that again." But people who grow and develop see failure as a sign of progress. They know that it is impossible to continually try without sometimes failing. It's part of the curiosity journey. Therefore, they make failure their friend. When failure is your friend, you don't ask, "How can I distance myself from this experience?" Instead, you ask, "Why did this happen? What can I learn? How can I grow from this?" As a result, you fail fast, learn fast, and get to try again fast. That leads to growth and future success. 7. Stop looking for the right answer. There are many people who are motivated to find the right answer to any question. But there is always more than one solution to a problem. If you believe there is only a single right solution, you either get frustrated because you can't find it, or if you think you have found it, you stop searching and perhaps miss better ideas. In addition, when you land on what you consider to be the right answer, you become complacent. No idea is perfect. No matter how good it is, it can always be improved. If you want to avoid growing too comfortable and becoming stagnant, then keep asking questions and challenging the process. Keep asking if there is a better way to do things. Will that annoy complacent and lazy people? Yes. Will it energize, challenge, and inspire growing people? Yes. 8. Get over yourself. If you're going to ask questions and allow yourself to fail, then you will, at times, look foolish. Most people don't like that. Do you know what my response is? Get over yourself. We need to be more like young children who don't worry if a question is foolish. They just ask it. They don't worry about whether they will look dumb trying something new. They just do it. And as a result, they learn. 9. Get out of the box. Most revolutionary ideas were disruptive violations of existing rules. They upset the old order. Most in-the-box thinkers possess a scarcity mindset. They don't think there are many resources to go around. They believe they can't. The best way to make a sluggish mind active is to disturb its routine. Getting outside the box does that for a person. 10. Enjoy your life. Perhaps the greatest way to remain curious and keep growing is to enjoy life. That means taking risks. Sometimes failing, sometimes succeeding, but always learning. When you enjoy your life, the lines between work and play begin to blur. We do what we love and love what we do. Everything becomes a learning experience. When you're curious, the entire world opens up to you, and there are few limits on what you can learn and how you can develop. How to learn to ask more questions. 1. Think about the 3 to 5 major areas in your life where you focus most of your time and energy. How do you see yourself in each of those areas? Do you think of yourself as an expert or a beginner? If you see yourself as an expert, you may be in trouble when it comes to further growth. Beginners know they have a lot to learn and are open to every possible idea. They are willing to think outside of the box. They don't get hung up on preconceived notions. They are willing to try new things. If you have a beginner's mindset in an area, do everything you can to maintain it. If you have come to think of yourself as an expert, beware. Find a way to rekindle a learner's attitude. Find a mentor who is ahead of you in that area, or look for the fun again. 2. Make a list of the people you spend the most time with in a given week. Now rate each person on his or her level of curiosity. Are the majority of people in your world questioners? Do they often ask why? Do they like to learn new things? If not, you need to make some intentional changes to spend time with more curious people. 3. One of the greatest obstacles to curiosity and learning is the reluctance to look foolish in the eyes of other people. There are 2 indications that this may be a potential problem in your life. The first is being afraid to fail. The second is taking yourself too seriously. The cure is to take what I call learning risks. Sign up to do or learn something that takes you completely out of your comfort zone. Take an art class. Sign up for dance lessons. Study a martial art. Learn a foreign language. Find a master at calligraphy or bonsai to train you. Just be certain to pick something that you find fun, where you cannot be seen as an expert, and that is far out of your comfort zone.